Start with a quick little PSA.
Found weekly at Taz Plaza.
But I'm baptized there are an abundance of producer-only vendors
and a cooking demonstration with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
I specifically wanted to play that one because the farmers market is my favorite thing ever on campus, and I'm so excited that it's back. Its first week back for the spring semester was last Wednesday on April Fool's Day. I hope you got fooled, by the way. So today's show, I'm actually really excited for it because most songs on this playlist are songs that I have found in the past few days that I've really fallen in love with. There's, I think, four songs on here that I already knew before making this playlist. But the majority, I kind of just found, and they're all a similar vibe to me. They're all groovy. My playlist is called Get Groovy, Get Giddy, because I have been so... I've just been happy the last few days because it has been so nice outside. It brings me so much joy to see everyone tanning on the lawn or swimming in the pool or just like playing a game outside because it's warm out. I got my first sunburn of the season because I went to a farm this past Saturday. Fortunately, my burn has already faded back to pale. It did not tan, but it was not a bad burn. But it was really nice to be outside. It was like 86 degrees out, and it made me realize I am meant for the warm weather because I was with a group of people outside working on a farm, and everyone was complaining about the heat. And at the end of our work shift, we went into what they called a refrigerator room. It was just a very cold room with like strong fans, like walking into a mini freezer in a restaurant. And I was not enjoying myself. I was immediately like, I'm cold. I want to go back outside. And the person next to me was like, are you serious? It's like 86 degrees outside. It's sunny. We've just been doing manual labor and you want to go back outside? And I was like, yes, maybe I'll be tired of it by August. But right now, that blazing sun just feels amazing to me. So, yeah, you can say I've been giddy the last week because it has been so nice outside. I love it. And I think all of these songs are like a chill, slow get in the groove. You know, like it's definitely not summer yet. We're not in the peak of spring yet. You know, there's still chilly days in the future. But these are like a slow groove. Like I can feel the intense groove coming. Does that make any sense? You know, like this vibe is like we're at a low groove right now. Peak grooviness will be like June, July. So we're giddy right now because the groove has begun. So we're gonna get in the groove today. I'm really excited. I hope you've been enjoying the amount of times I've said the word groove in 3 minutes. Goodness. We're going to start with Pink Lady by Mountjoy. This is one of the songs that I already knew, and I thought to myself, this has to be on this playlist. I hope you enjoy.
Time. she sold. She's making her own gold. Pink lady just sold everything she owns. Motorcycle, pink lady now, pink lady now, pink lady on that red motorcycle, yeah, she's driving me crazy. Don't need the rent. You can't take it all, cause it's already spent. We can burn out just as long as we burn bright. And she said, don't you wait to try it. Are you scared to find it?
Alright, that one was Scared to Start by Michael Markaggi. That is another one that I already knew before making this playlist. We'll get into the ones that I didn't soon enough. I always think it's really fun when I find a song by an artist that I didn't previously know, and then I see on Spotify that they have a tour coming up near me. It's probably one of my favorite features on Spotify. I got a notification yesterday for an artist that is going on tour, and when I got the notification, my heart dropped because I want to go, and then I was like, wait a minute, I'm already going to that. So, that's nice. Perks of going crazy on Ticketmaster at every chance that I get. But, yeah, I feel like a lot of these songs on this playlist are quite short. I have the same amount that I normally do, but it's like 10 minutes shorter. That's why I played two songs back to back. I didn't really like that there was no transition. Like, the song that I just played, really just, it got right into it. Great song, but I don't know. We're in a chill vibe. I feel like this vibe of song is really my go-to whenever I'm listening to music. And I was actually thinking this morning, I was walking to class, and I was in a really good mood. It was nice outside. It was a little bit chilly, but, you know, had a little cardigan. It was nice outside. I was walking to class. I had my AirPods in. And then I kind of, like, stopped for a minute, and I thought to myself, wow, when I was in, like, middle school or high school, I would never start my day with that kind of music that I was listening to. I would always play something probably depressing, or even if it wasn't inherently sad music, it was just like very slow, not upbeat whatsoever. That was kind of my go-to music vibe. I had a whole playlist for it. Now I kind of want to find it. I don't know the last time I would have listened to it. But that is what I used to start my mornings with. And like, oh, here it is. Does Spotify tell you when you made a playlist? No, it doesn't. But I have not listened to this playlist. Okay, for reference, let's talk for a minute. For reference, I have like 65 playlists on Spotify. And when you filter your playlists, they come up in order of the last time you listened to them. This one is 5th from the bottom of the list. This was the sad playlist that I used to always listen to, God knows how long ago. It's 7.5 hours. Every single one of these songs I would not enjoy anymore because they're gut-wrenching. I don't even know how I pulled all these songs. Every single one of them is sad. Scrolling through it, I think I've listened to like 4 of them in the last year. So my point with this is if that's what you're listening to regularly, you're not even giving the day a chance. You know, like now I wake up and whether it's rock music, country music, or just something upbeat, I start my day on a much more positive note. I don't know. I feel like I have a more positive outlook on everything than I used to. And part of that is the music that I listen to. And I think that's interesting to realize because that might not be something that everyone considers in relation to their mindset, but I'm constantly listening to music and it makes perfect sense. Like if every time I have downtime I'm putting on a song and every single time that song is sad, then guess what my default mood is gonna be? Sad. But now all of my most recent playlists that I listen to, they're all just like good vibes, you know? Like I think that obviously there's a time and a place for a sad song. You know, I still love a sad song. My favorite song on Harry Styles' most recent album is probably the saddest one. So, you know, I still have the appreciation for it, but it's not something that by any means you should be listening to regularly. And I'll stop talking about this in a minute. But it's so easy to, especially if it's like, if it's a rainy day or it's cold, it's the middle of November, to put on just like that slow, sad, melancholy playlist. But it helps my overall mood to put on some fun music, even if I'm not really in the mood for it. Now, if I'm not in the mood for any specific song, I'm still putting on that fun music rather than what I used to. And again, starts my day on a very positive note. So, I recommend if you take anything from this episode, I didn't realize this was an advice episode now, but the next song we're going to listen to is one that I discovered in the last few days, and it's my absolute favorite, and I have since realized I also love this band. This song is called Free Myself by Harvey Street.
Girl that ain't mine, but stuck on my mind, and it's fucking with the way I breathe. crawling again.
You know what I think would be fun after listening to that song? I think it would be fun to write one of those, I was going to say self-help books. That is not the word that I'm thinking of. Just one of those journaling books that has a bunch of different prompts and you get to answer different prompts every day. I think I would be really good at that. Not to toot my own horn, but I think I would be really good at that. I thought of that from this song because I was sitting here reading the last few lyrics, and I thought a question that I would add was, when is the last time you freed yourself from something not for you? When is the last time you freed yourself from it? What did it feel like? That would be, you know, it would be fun for me and no one else to have a talk show where you answer journaling questions like that. You know what? If I get the guts, maybe like next semester, I would also have a talk show. I think I would love that. Because I've been thinking a lot about my next 3 years, you know, all of my academic possibilities. But something that just crossed my mind was I probably won't be doing the talk show that I'm doing right now next semester. By the way, if you don't listen to it, tune in at 5:30 every Monday, drop the pop. I probably won't be doing that next semester. I won't be, well, I could still be involved, but I don't think I'm going to. But but I could have a second show, a little talk show, a little podcast. That seems like a lot of fun. Whenever someone asks why I got into journalism, I have to bite my tongue and not say because I like listening to my own voice. No, I'm good at public speaking, I guess, and I like listening to my own voice. Aside from all of the writing and reporting and broadcasting that I do truly love. But yeah, since I fear I've just gone into something that I could talk about forever, let's start a new song. Recently I've been getting very into Flipturn. I played one of their songs on my show a few weeks ago, and since then I have continued listening to them. So our next song for today will be Glistening by Flipturn.
With
what a fun song, in my opinion. I feel like I often have kind of, like, I have very vague themes every week, and I call it a theme. And it's kind of just, like, music that puts me in a good mood, more often than not. But whatever, that's acceptable. Yeah, I just completely lost my train of thought. Since I did, story time! Yay! This morning, I was tearing up this morning because I went to the farm. I needed to talk to people at, not the farm that I went to last weekend, the on-campus farm. I went to the farm to talk to some of the workers there, and I saw the newest foal, a horse, gave birth at 2 a.m. this morning, and I saw it in the flesh. First of all, I mean, tiny compared to a full-grown horse, but goodness, still very large for something that was born, what, I don't know, 15 hours ago? Goodness, but it was the most precious thing. I couldn't focus on the person that I was talking to at all because the little guy was like, bare, like, you could see he was very tiny, obviously, for a horse, but you could see his little bones, like, wiggling almost, trying to walk. Cutest thing ever. I've actually, typically when I visit the farm, it's like midday, but I went today at around 9 a.m. and I didn't realize how many animals they truly have, and it, like, it made me emotional, brought me so much joy. I watched them let out all of the little lambs and goats into their play area field, and I've never seen the lambs before, and they all have this little hop of a walk. It got me so excited. If I could, I would work at the farm, but I don't really know how to do that, and I don't know anything about tending to a farm. But yeah, now I want to visit the farm every single day. So that was actually the highlight of my day. I wanted to share that. What should we listen to next? What are we feeling? Next we're gonna play Easy Love by West 22nd.
You look so lovely when you leave me lonely, when you tell me that you don't care. Then whisper your sweet nothings, and I think of something I can say to clear the air. But there's smoke in our home, and I can barely breathe in the same.
can see you swaying, 3 a.m. dancing in the hallway. Lost in San Francisco, wonder should we let go of everything? Someday we will dream about today. Look back, wonder how it slipped away.
Alright, that was Someday We Will Dream About Today by The Swayze. Just the title of that song gets me thinking. An old friend and I used to talk about very often how one, like, as we grow, obviously we're just constantly getting more memories in our brain, and our brain can't hold them all. You know, if you're 5 years old, you're gonna remember most of your memories, but when you're 20, maybe you can only remember a fifth of them, you know, something like that. It terrifies me to think about getting older and not remembering memories in general, but specifically all the details of moments in my life. It kind of makes me spiral if I think about how I have lived so many moments that at the time I loved, but I cannot remember every detail of them because I've already lived through so much more. Does that make sense? I think it does. We used to talk about that a lot, and that scares me because, I don't know, someday I will dream about today, but I will not remember every detail of today. And I hate that, I love routine, don't get me wrong, but I hate that days blend together. So it's impossible to remember each individual day. I think the biggest thing that I fear is I will hit a point where I will be thinking about the age that I'm at now, and I won't remember things that brought me the most joy right now. Random little things that I did every day that, I don't know, put me in a good mood. That's a whole thing to unpack. Maybe when I have a talk show, we will discuss that, but I don't know. That's something that, I mean, I don't know how you would dig into this psychologically, but that is something that I kind of wish I got more of, taking psychology classes in high school. I think that's part of the reason I don't like psychology, because so many things that I do want to learn more about and I want more answers to were never discussed in psychology. Like, all right, we've got the hippocampus, we've got the amygdala. I want more than that. But we just don't have those answers. So I guess that's why we don't talk about it. Next song is A Lingering Love by Fruit Bat. I didn't realize the song was ending. My bad. Normally I know exactly what I want to talk about, but that song was actually the reason why I started this playlist and gathered this light theme for the week. A Lingering Love has been, I don't know, traveling through my playlists, my like songs for a while, and I was listening to it. I was like, you know what? I like this little groovy vibe. We're going to go off of that for the week. I've said this before and I'll say it again. My favorite part about doing this show is all of the new music that I've discovered over time. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Let's see. How many more songs? I only have 3 more songs today. That might be the perfect amount of time. Wow. Wait. Ooh. Yay. This is amazing. Our next song is Break Free Rolling Stone. Yes.
When I was We can compromise, we can just slow down.
All right, that one was Easy Does It by Briscoe. That was a very calm song. Very chill, if you will. I have one more song for this evening, so this is the one I will be leaving you with. It's a little bit early, but my night is still young. I have a fun little thing called Pledge Class, and I have a Pledge Class quiz. And I have a paper to write and another quiz to do before the night ends. Really crunching my time here. Just for the fun of it. But as always, I love being in this studio. It's the highlight of my day. And fun little note, I'm going to be spending even more time in this lovely building that weirdly feels like a high school. Every part of this building feels like a high school. The dining hall under me feels like an old cafeteria. The hallways in this building feels like a high school. But I will be spending a lot of time here because across the hall is the very lovely Diamondback, where I now work. Wait, hold on. Yeah, that's for me. That's just for me. Aside from the dining hall, I love this building. I have grown to love the Diamondback, and I absolutely love WMUC Radio. College radio is, in fact, good radio. But, yeah, I'm going to leave you guys with one more song today. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it with my whole heart. Makes me happy knowing that you're listening. And I'll keep talking, and I'll keep playing music, even if no one listens. That's the fun of the radio, I guess. But you are tuned into WMUC Digital, College Park. As always, on the WMUC website, you can find me. This is Calm and Collected. I am your host, Carrie. I hope you had a great Monday. I hope you have a great week. Enjoy yourself. And I think that is all I got. This final song is called Feel It All Again by Winya. Hopefully I didn't butcher that name. But have an amazing week. I am signing out. Till next time.
Smoke clouds above my head. Lightning through my skin. My eyes go red. And I feel it all again. So young, dumb but proud. Too high. I feel it all again. I feel that sunshine. I see those blue eyes. That little kiss me smile has got me going wild. And I feel it all again. Long ride, my four-wheel drive. She sang along. She sang my song. And I feel it all again. That July I won't forget. Still taste around my lips. My first kiss. And I feel it all again. I feel that sunshine. I see those blue eyes. That little kiss me smile has got me going wild. And I feel it all again. Still have that photograph. Black and white, but it takes me back. That summer love. And I feel it all again. Feel that sunshine, I see those blue eyes. That little kiss me smile has got me going wild. And I feel it all again. Oh,
and I feel it all again.
She's wearing an old dress, walking it out, waiting for someone to turn around. But she won't believe you when you fall down on your knees. She fell asleep, listening to my friends, talking on and on about how the world ends. Then she wakes up and climbs in my front seat. And she said, don't you wait.